our membership versus donation versus maybe grants or things like that?
Well, you know, a lot of the neighboring towns, the town provides that.
Okay, so it's provided.
Does that include times when it was open or when it was closed? It's a building.
Well, the treasurer took bills, she added everything up.
How far back is the question? Like, was the building occupied at the time you were heating it, or was it set to, you know, 50 like it had been?
It was set to 50, but she raised the cost.
I think she averaged it out a bit just to get it.
That's just a question. There's not, you know, there was no electricity being run, there was no heat, no air conditioning. I'm sure those costs were probably higher.
Well, and one other factor you might want to factor in is you probably didn't have the budget at that time for internet access. And that's a significant cost for you. It's probably $600 to $1,000, I'm going to guess.
So maybe a more realistic annual operating cost number might be $7,000 or $8,000. If you're running electricity, keeping it clean, feeding it a higher, you know, just because I think you need to understand if that is doable for the Historical Society before you consider gifting. You know, you had the problem with the leaking and the damage. And you hate to see something like that happen again if it can't be properly.
Okay, so for ballpark figures, is it fair to say maybe $800 a month would be the operating? Just so we all are thinking.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is what our treasurer estimated expenses. National Grid, and let's say she up what it was. $80 a month times 12 would be $960. The sewer is $800. There's only one bill of propane for 2022, but she averaged that out to $100 a month. Insurance is $66
a month.
What was the insurance?
$1,440 per year.
$1,440.
Yeah, I would think you'd want the internet too. Not to get too much off topic, but is there an existing like conditions reports? You had the building worked on, obviously, but was there any kind of like documentation, or maybe when you bought it, was there an inspection done or anything like that?
Inspection done after the fact.
After the fact, okay. It's all in good order, nothing, there's no
asbestos in the basement.
Asbestos in the basement? So there's asbestos.
So is the village currently? You're just basically your expenses right now are to maintain this building. Yes. You're not providing any financial assistance to the society.
It's one of the things I put on the agenda, or just for my own. We reached out to the program manager down at Central New York Regional Planning about doing sort of a National Grid electric kind of study. There is something that National Grid could do at no cost. What did you call it? Small business program, offers a no cost energy assessment. It's not a true energy audit, but it's a good starting point. If you wanted to do something like that, we could get that kind of assessment done at no cost, if that's something the village would like.
Yeah.
That don't really, I'm just an engineer by heart. That's really, somebody's going to come in here, measure the cubic feet. Mm-hmm. They're going to give a rating on the windows like there are to the wall is this. Mm-hmm. Put it in their equation and say you need this many BTUs. This is how much it costs. I mean, it's not like a big godsend. It's just a
math equation. I was just thinking as a starting point to like just it hasn't right. been occupied since 2016-17 and what the rates would look like now, then that was my thinking behind that. But anything we could do.
I don't believe the building would be open 7 days a week for our engineers. It could be 2 days, 3 days a week for it's actually.
We wouldn't be open like in the colder weather, maybe May, June. That I mean, I'm just during the winter months, but like so it gets cold, like on 50, rain the bathrooms, water ones.
Do you think all the stuff that you have from the Historical Society would it fill this building and then some, or would there be space left over? Or?
I don't think there would be much space
And we'd like to get, you know, like some tables set up so when people came in, they could look over our scrapbooks and little albums, and we could set up their computers and
that would get fun.
Yes.
I'm concerned.
What's that?
I'm
concerned.
She didn't see a lot of electrical outlets on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm. There's two right here on the outlet.
This room and these two, there's no upstairs on there, but sure there's no upstairs.
There's a basement.
But it doesn't sound like the same.
Just thinking if there were options for another occupant in here that would pay rent or something.
Yeah, it would be great to have mixed use. Yeah.
Like a mixed use.
Somebody that could
I don't know what that looks like
is
or
the
what.
Is that basement usable at all? Not that long.
No, not really. I mean, it's divided into many, many rooms, but I mean, it's quite, you know.
Well, I don't necessarily mean for someone like to have offices, but I'm saying for storage purposes.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
What did the bay use today, Steve, for storage?
I don't know.
So after, assuming the Historical Society takes over, village doesn't have any more support here. Is it the same from the town's perspective, or we're not sure?
Right now, the town hasn't even heard about this proposal because the village owns the building. We currently employ the town historian and first clerk. So it's Bridget and Kim, and that's what we do currently, but we're not associated. We didn't know if we could be associated with another entity other than, you know, a town entity. So it's something we'd have to look at. What the question is what do you want from the town? How can we assist the Historical Society? I'm all about history. I help, you know, Bridget and Kim all the time, anytime I can. In fact, I had stuff in my own office that they couldn't get to, the Historical Society, and I moved it out on the balcony so they could have access to it, because it was probably a mile full of stuff. But I just don't know what they want from us, and if they do, how much, and can we do it?
Yeah,
you know? And so can I put it into next year's budget? Can I you know, if they want to fund this building and need to, need operating costs, is it, can we legally do it? Can I give them X amount of dollars to help fund them? I don't know if I can or not because it's a historical society. That's the first question I would have is how can we help them and how much do they want from us as a town?
Gotcha.
You know, so it's got to get a little more developed more before the, because we don't own the building. I mean, if I had partial stake in the building, we could say something, but it was given to the village and the village currently holds it. So we really can't know what, you know,
so that's our homework, right, just to get you an answer for that.
Yeah. See what other towns and their historical societies, how their arrangements are.
Right.
You know, you talk about Hampshire, Mexico has
Historical Society.
Okay.
They have a very small building.
But anyhow, I asked them what the town did.
The town owns their building. The town maintains it, the town pays for everything. They have fundraisers, they do a quarterly newsletter, they do a quarterly raffle of a couple baskets, and then they have the membership. That's basically their only income, but the town supports them.
Their income, do they reimburse the town for any of that? That's just a fund offering their own stuff.
Once again, we don't own the building.
Right.
Yes, understood.
So that's where the hard part comes in. The village owns the building.
Could the town, would the town, or could that be more complete, actually take ownership of the building? And
yeah, we can, like I said, we.
That's something I know you're aware of. You've got to figure out.
We'd have to look at and bring it before the board.
Right.
And see if the board wishes to fund that operation
this
at X amount of knowledge.
This is a historical building, so
right.
In just the history of this building alone, that's.
I mean, and that was Had's main. Had's, if I know the situation correct, Had gave it to the village in hopes of it being used for something from the village, or else he would have sold it himself. Or, you know, that's
right.
Had's main. Had, you know, is very giving to the community. But he wants it to be used for why he gives it to the, you know, gave it to the village. And quite personally, I think if the village sold it, I think he may be offended. I don't know if anybody's talked with him, but his intention was for a good purpose. And I don't know if that comes into play or not. Like I said, that's again on the village, you know, and I'm here to see what we can do for you if we can.
He went to the village and asked the previous mayor and said to her, if you're going to sell the building, I want it back.
And there was no agreement in the between that, so it's nothing binding.
I did say for one.
And that in order for us, the village had to pay all its expenses. So that was all unknown information.
Yeah.
So different situation.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are we talking co-ownership?
I think everything's on the table at the moment.
Yeah.
I think
that way we both have an input.
Well, here's a question I had about it. It just entered my head. If we are co-owners, I'm a village resident.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
I know. So now you're being taxed for this building as a village resident, and you're being taxed for this building as a town resident. I don't know if that's possible or not either.
I think that gets a
both sides of it.
It's like the town inherits the building somehow.
You don't have the opportunity for the village to contribute. How are you going to divide it up legally?
Well, we pay town taxes, so I live in the village, right? So I'm going to pay town taxes, so that's how I'm going to pay my part.
Could it be something between the village, the town, and the historical society, where the village has certain things, town has certain things, the village or the historical society has certain things? You know, you spell out in an MOU what the responsibilities are, who's paying for what.
Well, and there are another possibility would be to treat it the way the parish planning board is treated. Parish planning board is a joint town and village planning board. And it is on the taxes of a whole town, expense. So the village taxpayers aren't paying twice for planning services.
Town, town
everybody is paying for it. It comes exclusively out of townwide funds.
Center nucleus to do that.
I think that's something that could be done. We could check with Larry. I think that could be done.
Do you guys suppose, like, not owning the building?
I just want space.
We just want space. That's all we're after. I mean, we both, that's how we're seeing it.
Right, but in part of the MOU would say, yes, we give you the historical society, if you have use of this, that, the other thing, and in return, we expect this, that, and the other thing. And then the same for the town and the village.
Well, it defines it better for us. And right now, we're sort of like, we don't know exactly what we're getting into ourselves. So this does make sense. Just find a way to balance this out. And if we have clear set of responsibilities, then we know what we can do.
Sure.
Like right
their
now,
expectations.
Like
we're all speculating, but we don't know the town's position.
Yeah.
In other words,
I mean,
got to answer to people too.
And
just like the
and I need a plan to bring back to my board. I can't just say, hey, let's go spend some money.
I don't blame everybody.
So how do we get out of this discussion? I guess that's the question.
Well, I think there's some research in this area.
Yeah.
So wanted to see exactly how you did Williamstown, which I think is great. And now we know the town basically put in the whole bill in Williamstown. Let's talk to Mexico. Let's talk to
Mexico.
Okay, let's not talk to Mexico.
Let's talk to Mexico.
I met Amboy also, and the town gave the old schoolhouse historical use. I mean, it's become a problem. I mean, they gave it to historical use, but historical base the pool and base the
building. Was my first thought was that was the natural thing that would make sense. I don't know, you know, like you said, had gave it to the village, probably for a reason, and historical use would probably promote what he's interested in, but didn't give it to the historical society. I don't know why. You know what I mean? Maybe he had maybe he found the building could be used for many more than one once.
Multi-use.
Right. You talk about a town historian, and is there a village historian as well? There's no village historian.
Bridget is town and village.
Bridget is the village. So does she have space? Does she need space? Could she have space in a historical society? She has no space. So I mean there's where a benefit could be to the town and village. If Bridget also had space for her records, and would it make sense to have them go? I don't know.
Like you said, it's hard, and one thing nobody's talked about is with this building, it's old.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be maintenance, there's gonna be some money to maintain the exterior, the interior, the roof.
I have a couple thoughts. we also know of again, funding comes around twice a year. You won't like this, but it's a buildings conditions report. You pay, it's a cost share of 80-20, I believe. And they'll give you up to $4,000. You'll cost share that sum and get a building conditions report from a consultant or an engineer that's used to looking at old buildings.
It's for historical buildings,
but it's another way to get at the, what is it? What is it we're trying to maintain, upkeep, all that kind of thing. We would be willing to help you get that grant, apply on behalf of the village or whoever, because you own it at the moment. So your application and for everybody to use. That'll be due in October-ish.
Maybe that gives you information on, okay, what's the length of the roof? Or, you know, what's the length of the roof?
That's the foundation.
Yeah, basically.
The gentleman that was coming in, and I thought about why it was going to be expensive to repair this brickwork, correct?
Come on, did they repair the whole roof when they did that? Well, that's very good fact. I just, I don't know.
Right. There's going to be costs. So
there's going to be costs, yeah.
I think we're going to every cost.
So it's always good to have as much information as you can going in. I mean, yeah. And so let's say they apply to that. That's in when,
September, October, yeah.
They wouldn't have, that would take what, a year?
I think my concern
is trying to think timing and how the timing of this group is.
Yeah, we would be here another a year from now with that report, probably, yes.
Yeah, so now is that, I mean, as a village champion, I mean,
yeah.
From now, this is already a lot of time has gone by.
needs every month. You're still paying whatever other insurance. What can we do realistically that could tax for that? Does anyone know?
I don't know, but I feel like you had almost a solution, and I caught you out of the corner of my eye and
didn't realize, and Evelyn just made me aware of it, that the village wants to give the building to the Historical Society.
That's not 100%. Well, that's the lead.
Well, that's why I'm here. I want to know if it's personal.
Why? That's what I've done. It's the whole point I'm bringing out. Do the taxpayers of village want us to just kiss off the $38,000 and give it? If they do, fine. Yes. But if they don't, then that's why I've been asking
for money to repair the building, the damage that was done. Okay.
It could be covered other ways. I'm not against it, but like the idea is that that's the, in other words, I'm just like you. I want the same answer. We all want the same answer.
Well, I don't see where that money comes into play. I mean, it costs X amount of dollars to get this back working.
Read the Facebook posts.
I did.
Okay. And then the majority.
And that's another reason.
The majority of them were all against it. I mean, but I'm not saying, like, in other words, it could be all false.
They have no historical value.
It could be a bunch of haters.
Yeah.
But then again, it could be the mood of the 50% of the constituents, and that's what. That's what I want to know. I mean, I took it and put a proposal to resolve all this like in a board meeting a month back, and that fell flat. Nobody wanted to do that because, again, like you say, I don't want it to go on like next year. We're still in the year after that, and we're figuring it's either like come up with a resolve, what the people want. And that's all. In other words, I just want to do what the people want.
Well, I think the big question is what works in the best interests of the town, the village, and the Historical Society, honoring Ed Fuller's wishes and giving it to the village. Does it work out better if it is co-owned with the town, or is it better if it's in the hands of the Historical Society? And looking down the road, what's the path to sustainability? And if it was in the hands of the Historical Society, would they be able to keep it up and take care of the not only the routine costs, but the annual putting money aside for bigger needs in the future, like a new roof or a foundation or a new furnace or something like that. Is that a burden? Is that a burden that the Historical Society can bear or should bear, or should you be looking at a model like Williamstown, where the town owns the building and pays for the expenses and spreads it out over everybody? Because it isn't a parish historical society, it isn't a village historical society, it's for the whole town.
That's the big question.
How do you balance those?
How is the Historical Society going to maintain that year after year after year?
Can they reasonably do it?
Can you do it for one year?
Also the other issue is it was going to be written, and if they couldn't, it reverts back to the village, and we'll have this meeting again 2-3 years from now.
No sense.
But you do get
I couldn't hear you.
You do get someone that said that they would have an annual cost. Okay. And also, I'm not on Facebook or any of these sites, but I know what people have read to me, and a lot of the naysayers. See, people don't know all these names and stuff. I've lived here all my life. I knew it. A lot of them are relatives of the man that wants this place. Another thing, not all those people were parish people. What they like said, but the names and stuff, not parish people. So just keep that in mind.
The other thing to keep in mind, though, I didn't see any parish people come back and rebuttal. So in other words, if it wasn't a strong opinion, why didn't they rebut it?
I think social media might be the wrong place for it.
People are ignorant. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of ignorance out there. They don't even know the difference between the village and town, a lot of people. A lot of people didn't even know who the mayor was.
And some people really like controversy.
I don't disagree with all that. It's
just
that I need to hear a voice.
So it would have been,
No, but
That is what it requires to make the decision.
No, that came through.
He wanted to know if we have it in writing, the person that would help us.
If you have no monetary help, you gotta know those figures before you start making the decision on whether you're going to give it to them or keep it in the building. I hope there's a lot of people out there that are willing to give, but you can't do anything without knowing the value.
Yeah. And also, when you said you circulated a petition, 121 respondents, was that by mail?
No, we walked. Okay. Almost 90.
Door to door.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, and I went last Saturday, and it was like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Humidity, and we went here through the village and stuff, here the bad back, up and down all these streets. And like I say, over 50 of those names were village names. Like 60.
It was great that at the end of the survey, the unfortunate thing, it just needed about four or five more words that says, are willing to
accept. Well, I wish they had told us that sooner. The lawyer,
I did it at the meeting.
Yeah, but that was too late.
I did it before that. I did that for, I'm the one that asked, could there be a survey done? I said the survey should be reflect that they know that they're going to.
Well, then I don't know why the village attorney is the one that broke that petition.
No, it could be. It doesn't have
to. I don't know why.
The question just didn't get asked.
No, the question of
that on that petition.
Whether you want to accept financial responsibility as a taxpayer for this decision. They all basically said you want to give it to the Historic Society. And most people, wouldn't realize what that actually means. That's all. I just wanted them to understand. But to me, I don't want to sound like I'm negative. I support that. I'd be willing to give $200-$500 a year to support to him. I think it's that important. But I'm supposed to represent the people, my constituency of the village, and I want to hear what the village wants.
Can I ask a question? Obviously, a lot of this is theoretical, but there's always concern about the cost of that. I mean, the only thing that I can realistically see if it comes out of the village hands, is what impact it has on tax rates. Now, is that just village tax base, or is it town and or village?
Just village. You're trying to get the town to commit. It's just village. Like, if they would pay half of it, that would be great.
You mean the point is uncovered insurance or something else?
The details would be there. It'd be like we'd like to get whatever expenses the village has on this part of the cover. However, that's not a deal breaker. The last time I was talking with trustees, we were willing if that's what the people want. In other words, we're not saying we have to. We're just saying if the people are fine with it, then we're fine with it. If there was a vote today, it sat us all down and we had the vote. Like you asked that question. I'd have to, in other words, yes or no, I would abstain because I don't have the information. So maybe the other village people, but in other words, I just want to know. And then you have my yes vote. I'm either yes or abstain right now.
With you saying it's going to cost them money, our issue was if it's undefined, it's unfair for both parties because we don't know how much it's going to cost.
Well, that's why I asked
the survey. We don't know how we respond to them because they're going to ask us, what's it going to cost? We can't answer.
That's why a couple of meetings ago I asked them, somehow we had to get it to just village people. I said, just village people, and they understand that they're willing to do it. But there's no good way to get the information. I think there was, but just there's no good way. I appreciate the Historical Society tried to do its best and went ahead and got the attorney's advice. But it didn't come out the way that I had requested it. I don't know if other people did. In other words,
we had people right off the bat saying, well, how much money is it going to cost us? We can't answer that question.
Well, okay. The idea is we just say this is $38,000 or $40,000 divided by the 400 people
That money's already been spent. Going forward, if the village gave up ownership today, not going to cost the village anything. The money's already, that's already been done. That's previous year.
Correct.
Yeah.
So people aren't going to say, don't raise my taxes. You're saving money because the village no longer has to maintain.
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to sound like I'm the other side, but I won't bring out all the points because I'm in favor of, you know, this whole Sarah side. Yeah, I don't even work it out. But the point is, we had something possible. We don't agree with it. We don't particularly like it. There's also other options. So, and maybe the end of the profit staff that had Fuller token may be proposed. Sometimes I wonder how much of the tax advantage you got for donating it to the village, like the write-off as income taxes. I mean, how much was that a motivating force versus just being a good Samaritan? I want to believe that he's a good Samaritan too. But at the same token, maybe he profited because he got the write-off. Like, that would be a good question. How much did he appraise this building for and write it off his income tax? Did he save $200,000? And so he's probably in a 25% tax bracket, so he made $50,000.
Well, I mean,
I don't hate to be so negative.
No, no, I know.
I'm a business fan too.
But the village has it now. It's here. It's
right.
It's, so what?
Something that we back
water,
for a dollar.
Right.
We got
intent of doing something with it as a village.
Yes. So let's try to answer some of these unknowns about moving forward. Would that be easier? Let's try to get it. How other things are other historical societies are structured, the legal questions of how does a town
contribute right. Like
when
said,
it's not theirs.
You know, if they want $1,000 a year, just an example, I need to know, can I give them that $1,000? Is that a number good, bad? Do you want 10,000? You know, I need the number.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can go back to the board and say, I have to budget X amount of dollars. Now, if all of them say no, then.
Well, and back to the point of whether you can or not, Tug Hill has a paper on municipal fundraising and municipal gifting. And it's not very different, as I've discussed, from a town giving money to the local Little League. You don't give it to the local Little League. You have an agreement with them where you provide so much money to them and they, in return, provide services to the town. So if you're providing money, but you're getting services for it, you're not gifting it. It would be the same thing with the historical society. They're providing a repository for official papers and records and history of the town, maintaining it and making it available to the public. And you might even go as far as saying minimum number of hours or things like that if you wanted to.
Maybe someday a records room or something like that where
you're
historic.
We've never had to do that before.
Same thing with your giving money to a senior citizens group. In theory, if you give money to a senior citizens group, you should be getting something back from them in response.
Which we don't.
Which you don't. Which again is not a point. It is something that's possible to do.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we say in September we'll do this again and we'll try it September? Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, and it's
almost August, so maybe in a month or 6 to 8 weeks time we can, you know, talk to some folks at State Archives or even other agencies and other historical societies. Maybe Lear can answer some questions for us financial wise, and we'll try to make these unknowns a little less.
Well, Bridget is in the process. She's been talking to the man in Albany, who she had talked to the man down there before, but he's since gone. Our roommate's of getting this as a historic district.
Yeah.
Do it as a building, but we have to have it.
Right.
A district.
Yep.
Which we have some information on that too. I think that might be a conversation with some other people because there's other buildings. And I do think the idea of the town village historian somehow becoming a part of this bill could maybe address some of your concerns, Jim, about what's the village or what's the town, what's the village getting out of the agreement. If you could have your town historian, village historian have space here, it could be another benefit to you. She's got records in her house that are accessible.
Right, exactly.
You know. So there's, I think, thinking of those things, and it seems to me, I know we're going to talk more about a trial period where you're not just immediately turning ownership over to anyone, but having this sort of site use the building and see how it goes with covering the costs.
Well, there was one
operation, maybe a trial period of some sort, but
at least in the summer.
You guys could almost move in today. Really? I mean,
do you want to agree?
Yes, you want an MOU.
Yeah. Village and the Historic Society at that point, right? Because they're the only two at the table saying We'll give you use of it for 6 months. You guys pay the utilities for 6 months, and we'll evaluate at the end of the 6 months how is it going. You know, something just as a foot in the door, and then you're already paying utilities, right? So you'd only benefit if you're picking up the utilities. You don't have to make a decision.
Yeah, thinking about your end because they pick up the utilities for the building, so that saves you a cost.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with that.
I mean, they're just gonna try to make a trial, and we feel we may put some stuff in here and see how it is. I mean,
I think it's an excellent idea.
It would be lost that
perception.
Maybe we should pay less. Yeah. You could make it a rental fee if you wanted in the agreement. Average all those per month across up and just make it a rent. So then you're still paying the utilities, but you guys are paying a rent.
Then you see.
Yeah, right. That might be easier.
They've already got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think maybe even, I don't know if this is just a suggestion, when you're talking about only having this open, you know, we're already to August.
I know.
So maybe the trial period's a little longer, or maybe it starts next year. I don't know, but that's something
you
need
to be open November, December, January, February.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to 6 months starting.
I'm not opposed to that. I don't see a reason why you couldn't extend those.
At limited hours.
October's not, shouldn't be off the table. And we should go back to December, but I'm close to
maybe.
I would have spent 7 years since 2016.
No.
One other factor to keep in mind in terms of time frames is the town is coming up on preparing its budget for 2024. Kim will be starting that in August. So we'll need to have a number to put in the budget if the town was to participate somehow in
all the next meeting.
I need that axe still.
Should Bridget be here the next meeting too?
Yeah,
and we need a contract. 2024,
a contract
between the town and the historical society to provide services in exchange for what the town is paying.
I thought we were talking about an MOU.
Well, that
we're
talking
separate.
About a couple of things.
Okay.
We're talking about like a draft MOU between the village and historical society, but at the same time, we're talking about the town in some kind of agreement with the historical society that would be giving the town some value from the historical society for some monetary support.
Right. Either the town giving it to the historical society or the town giving it to the village to help the village offset its costs.
We are called the parish town historical society. And this stuff is not ours, it is the town's.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a charter or like bylaws or like
donation
addicts that don't exist in this. Because now they feel like they have some place to take it, you know.
Matter of fact, Doug, I give a set tape of your father's that interview where you gave me. Someday I will get it. I will type it on.
Digitized. Was it from Owen? Carol Shark? There's a video.
No, this is a set tape.
We lost our, well, at least there is one. That's crazy.
I have one set tape from Grandma Miller.
That's a just sound was my father war thing.
Yes, he talks about that. Now Mary Lou could have done it, but I don't know for sure who was interviewing her.
Yeah.
But I think sometime eventually we should go to all the older people. We're losing our war in this
I know there's more of them around from other people.
Well, I just had those two, but you know, that would be fantastic to get that done.
This is the reason to gather them.
Well, and another thing to keep in mind is if you are losing older people, and inevitably you do over time, the people they leave behind might be looking for a place to get some of the resources that they've accumulated.
Yeah. They're not going to come into Paris. Where's it going to go? On the balcony?
Yeah. If you had a nice place to donate it.
I have a lot of books that I've bought, too, because I've been doing this for 27 years. I have bookcases of books that I would be more than happy to get out of my house.
Yeah.
They're all on their history.
If there was a good place to put them.
Yes. I have, you know, different counties from New York. I think I'm up to about 30 counties now that I have the original history books on them, especially the Mohawk Valley, because that's where both of our families came from.
We are both pretty adept at genealogy research, so we can, like any time either one of us is present, you know, for an open set of hours, and if somebody came in and says, you know, I don't know anything about my parents or grandparents or whatever, we don't need much. You pretty much need a name, a little bit of a location, maybe just a teeny bit of information.
And maybe internet access?
Yeah.
I'm sure that aids the process.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of good things happening.
This could be a bigger thing than people realize.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I think people out of town, we're going to eat, they got to buy gas. I just think if have a little donation box by the door.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking
of a big donation.
A big donation box.
Fill it out, let's give you a donation. I'm just
kidding. So
we need to do more guest speakers. We have my uncle, Robert, who's at Miller Lumber down here. It's about in. It's on six generations now. He came and talked about the mill. He brought all this old stuff from the mill. I have a bowling pin from the lumber company. They made bowling pins back then. I think we would get more people to come if we had more students.
They had a place to come.
Jack, whatever. You could come and talk to us about the circus. You know, that, I don't know if it was you or your dad, but you got the train.
Yeah, I had all the historical stuff. Yeah, he was interviewed here about the circus and he's kind of located here in Paris.
Yeah, I say the art.
You know, we can do a little trip to the location. You know, we could set up some special displays on a given day. I mean, it's, there's so many possibilities.
Lots of opportunities. So I've learned a lot in an hour. Thank you. We got quite the to-do list. Paul, you too.
Yeah.
Talking about numbers for your budget, draft MOU, maybe some draft agreements with the town historian. We need to get hold of the charter, right? Take a look at that. let's try to get some more options on the table and try to make the unknowns a little more known. How's that?
Thank you all for coming out. You want to get a date? You want to see what a date works good for everybody? A lot easier with right after the fact.
Another thing is building wheelchair accessible. So when I come,
Would you be interested in us scheduling that National Grid meeting or the National Grid Assessment and moving forward with that? or not so much?
It's I think yes. The reason being is in case something falls through here, at least we got something that might help us get some grass.
Okay. Does Monday, this 1 o'clock on a Monday work for everybody? Is this a good time? Okay. Let's look at Monday. How about, well, not that day. Not that day. Oh, I got it. Maybe how about Tuesdays? Are Tuesdays better? How's the 26th at 1?
26th
September.
It's after all your monthly meetings for the village and town. Like, so you get August and September.
We're just talking money for the town. I mean, I'm still working on my budget, but we don't pass it until the end of October. I can always click in, you know, it's not something, you know, it's going to throw my whole budget off.
Did you rather know before September?
No, I don't need to know before September. Quite honestly, my departments are that, and this will just be an extra little line that may go in that we currently don't have. So I can add it and work, and then we can work other ways. We don't even have budgetary meetings until October anyways.
I think the only thing, though, is from a film standpoint, I would like to know if the town's going to approve you putting it in the budget, so you can't present it to the town until summer.
Well, the way that works is the supervisor puts together his draft budget and presents it to the town board at the beginning of October, and then through October, the town board works on it. So Jim can go ahead and put in whatever number he thinks is appropriate. And then they talk about it. So the town board isn't bound by the number that he puts in there. It's all in the
negotiation. Mine's just a preliminary, and they cut it, they add to it, they move it, they slash it.
Everything changes. So 26
then? Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. I have everybody's.
I might not be available that day, but if you're good,
right. Is there anything else you need from the town for that meeting? Is there anything?
I don't know yet. I don't think so, but if I do, I'll let you know. I got your email. And I'll rely on 123 to let your whoever from your boards or yours. Right. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to talk to
you. You said Lyric coming tonight?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
You're welcome. I don't think I ever saw anybody joining us, but it will be recorded and posted on the website.